Would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? When Jesus noticed how the guests sought out the best seats at the table, he told them a parable. When someone invites you to a wedding celebration, don't take your seat in the place of honor. Someone more highly regarded than you could have been invited by your host. The host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give your seat to this other person." Embarrassed, you will take your seat in the least important place. Instead, when you receive an invitation, go and sit in the least important place. When your host approaches you, he will say, "Friend, move up here to a better seat." Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. All who lift themselves up will be brought low, and those who make themselves low will be lifted up. Then Jesus said to the person who had invited him, "When you host a lunch or dinner, don't invite your friends, your brothers and sisters, your relatives, or rich neighbors. If you do, they will invite you in return, and that will be your reward. Instead, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, crippled, lame, and blind, and you will be blessed because they can't repay you. Instead, you will be repaid when the just are resurrected." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What do you think about when you think of a community? Your family, church, school, work, or your neighborhood? Well, during a youth group retreat, we went to an activity called Recharge. Jacob Cloud, a speaker at this activity, explained more in depth of what a community really is. And this got me to thinking what a community is. A community is more than the smaller spectrum of your family and so on. It is a lot larger and spreads out quite far. Have you ever thought that you couldn't change the world with one little spark? There's even a song titled "Change" by Carrie Underwood that says that you shouldn't let anyone tell you that you can't change the world. In this new meaning of community, you can change the world by showing the Holy Spirit working through you and your actions. Just having the feeling of the Holy Spirit can catch, and when one person catches it, that person can pass it on to another person, and so on and so forth, which can easily be the whole world one day. When I was in kindergarten, my teacher used to say that if I smiled, someone could catch that smile and start feeling better. Well, can't it be the same way with the Holy Spirit? If someone feels better just by catching the Holy Spirit, won't that inspire them to hold on to that feeling? And then just like a smile, someone else has that Holy Spirit feeling and it keeps going. Community, in my perspective, is who we affect, which could be everyone just by catching the Holy Spirit. As long as it spreads, you can change the world with one little spark of the Holy Spirit. As I look back at the youth mission trip, I noticed that there were many little sparks that grew. They may not have changed the entire world, but they changed the whole area. With each of these sparks, there are many more like them around the world. For instance, we helped serve food at a church to people. There were quite a few that said, "God bless." And those two words caught and cheered me up even more. Knowing that they had grateful hearts made me enjoy the Holy Spirit even more. In our gospel, the verse tells you not to invite the rich, but the poor, those that would be grateful for what you're doing for them, which is what truly counts. By doing this simple thing, you're spreading the Holy Spirit to those you have not talked to yet. If you think about it in a nature aspect, all you have to do is look at the trees. They grow up and spread their branches to affect as much as they can. They influence us by their shade, or if they drop snow on us. By their branches, they can change a whole forest or a whole community. We probably shouldn't drop snow on others, but giving shade to others to help them and give them a little spark, why not? For example, I helped a girl with her math, and week by week, I could tell that every time I helped her, It was like she was able to get back into the shade and relax because she now knew the information and understood how to apply this information. How do we affect the people around you? How are we as Americans portrayed around the world? And how can we as a church change it? The best way I can sum it up is by mentioning the domino effect. How are you as a domino going to decide how we all fall? And how can we as individuals lead to a better community by passing the Holy Spirit on? To God be the glory, and all God's people say, Amen.